Gospel Workers, 1892-1893 edition. Preface. As setting forth the scope and design of this work, it would perhaps be more appropriate to call the attention of the reader to the table of contents than to the few words that may be written by way of preface. If the reader will glance over that portion of the book, he will see at once the important field of thought to which the mind is led, and the wide range of practical truths on which instruction is given. 1. The minister and the missionary are particularly mentioned, but what is written is also for the gospel worker in general. And how many does this embrace? All who have partaken of the blessings of the gospel should seek to make known its benefits to others. The instruction of this work is therefore for all. 2. It is not sent out that its instructions may be put into practice by way of experiment. For these principles have been tried and tested. Many have studied the truths herein set forth, have listened to these words of instruction, and have tried to follow the counsel given. And the results have always been most happy, and the fruits good. Such persons have called for the matter of this book to be set forth in this form, for their own further study and for the good of others. A compliance with this desire is one reason why this work now appears. In order to bring the book within desired limits, it has been necessary to omit parts of articles taken from the testimonies. All such omissions are marked by periods, dot, dot. Quotations taken from the testimonies are credited to volume and page, and for convenience, all other selections, whether from unpublished manuscript or other sources, except in the chapters of fragments, are credited Ms. 3. The publishers therefore send it forth, commending it to the attention and earnest, diligent study of all, with the full assurance that as its instruction shall be put into practice, it will prove a source of perennial benefit and blessing to the cause of the Master in the earth. Publishers. Section 1. The Minister.